Come, come. This is the dining room. Governor Bowen and Lady Bowen are entertaining just a few guests tonight, an intimate affair. Ah, the high point of the social day. The candles, the dazzling white linen, spotless glasses, the sheen of the plates, judicious distribution of fruits and flowers. Now see how the servants carry food from sideboards to the guests course by course, and the footman at the side table carves the meat there and brings it to each guest in turn. Then omelettes, pastry, and oh yes, confectionery. Guests do not even pour wine for each other, but call a footman to do it. This is dinner à la Russe, a Russian system. Everything proceeds in a precise, orderly fashion, as indeed it should. This is the Reverend Dr. Lang. Imagine, a Republican at a vice-regal table.
My dear Governor Bowen, Lady Bowen, it is hospitality's iron rule that to invite a person to your house is to take charge of his or her happiness, so long as he or she is beneath your roof. The mistress of the house must ensure the food exhales. The master must answer for the wine and liqueurs. This rule is doubly, quadruply observed in this establishment. My compliments to you both.
Thank you, Reverend. But it is to my wife you need to direct your approbation. She rules in these matters and brooks no interference.
Thank you, Reverend, for your kind words.
Course one. Soup, eaten without noises, from the side of the spoon, not the end. The two dishes of fish with little patties down the sides. Oh, I can taste them. Fish is eaten with a silver fork. A knife of the usual metal is highly injurious to the flavour of fish.
Governor, do I infer some hint of celebration in your manner this evening?
That's Deputy Governor O'Connell. Irish origins, but he's a reasonable fellow nonetheless.
Well inferred, Morris. You anticipate me. We announce tomorrow that we have recaptured those infernal bushrangers, Fagin and Wright. They will invade no more homes, and we suffered no casualties in the action. Our settlers along the Fitzroy River will sleep more easily tonight.
Wine, please. A toast to your success. This so-called flash, Peter Fagin, will no longer appear quite so flash. Well done, sir.
Well done.
Oh, what I would give for even the scent of that wine.
Well, ladies, shall we take ourselves away for feminine activity and leave these men to their cigars?
Oh, well. Shall we continue our tour?